Welcome to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series, recorded live during the liturgy at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Catholic Church in Ellicott City, Maryland. This homily is from Pentecost, 2017.
Throughout the whole course of our human history, in every culture, every age, in every different time in the world's history, we have always been captivated by and drawn toward stories of great love, heroic love, where someone is so taken possession of by love of another or love of country that they're stirred and they're moved to do great things that just go beyond what we would normally expect. When someone moves beyond the normal kind of calculated or cautious or quiet love that so often marks most of our lives. And then you look at every single day and age, and you find in literature, in music, in film, ways that we give expression to the fact that our hearts are drawn toward that. We're attracted to it. We love when people love in heroic ways. And again, it's just marked all of history. I remember when I was at UMBC in my undergrad, and one of the classes I had, one of my electives, alongside of all of the other computer science classes I was taking, one of my electives was an entire semester spent just around the whole of the legend of King Arthur. An entire semester on the legend of King Arthur. And that's like, there's college right there. I don't remember how he managed a whole semester out of it. I'm certain my dad said, "Why am I paying for this?" But a big part of the whole Arthurian legend is the big theme of what one would do motivated by a great love. What would lead a knight out to great victory, to battle, to pursue this or that thing. And that theme there is a theme that runs through human literature and through music. There's so many different things. How is it that is present in every single human heart? How is it that no matter what time or culture you look at, you find stories that reflect that same attraction to that kind of a love? How did it get into every single heart? Well, it got there because that's the way that the Lord made us. As Jesus teaches us about ourselves, we were made to love Him, the Lord, with everything that we've got, with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. It's what we were made for. So it's that fact that we were made for it that we then find expressions of, wow, isn't it amazing when you actually see someone loving in that way? So it's born out of the way that God made us. Now, here's the amazing and the beautiful thing. What if you and I were able to be more than just spectators to that love? You know, look, our heart really deeply longs for that. And very often, we settle for being a spectator to it. And so, you know, many of you have had the experience of, you know, a time when your heart has been restless for that love, and you satisfy yourself with a romantic comedy, and when the movie's done, or you turn off the movie and you let out a sigh, oh, isn't that beautiful? And then you turn off the TV, you go to bed, and very often we settle for just watching it or reading about it. But what if, in the Lord's plan, you were able to not just watch it from the outside, but actually be those who love in that heroic of a way, who are taken possession of by a love that calls you out of that cautious and that calculated and quiet life that we so often live? And then better than that, what if not only that, but the love that you were invited to let into your heart was something so much more than just a romantic love? I mean, romantic love is powerful. One of our couples in the parish last night reminded me of how when they fell in love, she left her job here and she flew over to England to be with her now husband. And after a couple years there, he left his job and they moved here. And they said, well, we both did that. And romantic love does that. But what if there was a love that was even deeper than that, even more powerful than that, that you were invited to let into your heart, so that having been taken possession of by that love, in your life, you could be among those that others would say, look at what they're doing. Look at how bold they are, how heroic they are. Look how much they're willing to step out for the sake of love. And the Lord wants that for each one of us. And that is, in fact, what we celebrate on Pentecost Sunday. What we celebrate today is the outpouring of the Spirit of God's love. We talked about that last week. It is being baptized in the fire of God's love, in the Holy Spirit, so that you and I are meant to be immersed in that love, just plunged into it to such a degree that the love that's revealed on the cross gets planted so deep in our heart that it changes us. And we are then willing to step out and live differently and live boldly and heroically as we bring that love out to others around us. This is exactly what the church is meant to be. Like, out of all of the different ways you see people loving heroically in life, the church is meant to be the place where that is most what is happening, where the church is the home of that. And certainly you see that in the lives of different saints throughout the centuries, all the way down to our own day and age. I mean, the world was captivated by Mother Teresa. How could somebody spend their whole life living in simplicity and poverty, daily loving the poor of Calcutta? How do you do that? And the world was just fascinated by that. But listen, this was not meant to be just a couple of people here and there in the course of the life of the church. The Lord pours out the fire of his love at Pentecost so that every single one of our hearts can be set on fire with that very love, the love that's revealed in the cross of Christ. Every one of us is made for that. Now, here's what's at stake. You know, when you talk to people who are on their deathbed, and you ask them, well, your life is coming to an end, what do you most regret? You will never hear someone say, I really regret that I didn't put in more overtime. I really regret that I didn't work harder for that promotion, for that advancement. I really regret that I didn't put my family more to the side in order to make more money. You never hear anyone express that kind of regret. But you know what you do hear? Are those people who say, what I regret most is that I didn't love more. What I regret most is I let fear keep me from loving. What I really regret are all of those missed opportunities when I could have loved and I didn't. Today, I'm praying for all of us, our whole parish family, that we will let the fire of God's love into our hearts in such a way that, filled with this supernatural flame of God's love, that we will cease living what could be a life of regret and let the Lord move us out into a place where we are willing to let him so fill us with his love that we then in turn love boldly, and that we move out into new areas, new ways of bringing that love out. That is what the church is meant to be. And that kind of love is the only explanation for things in the life of our parish that are happening now but need to grow, such as the men and women who every Saturday morning at 6 a.m., they gather in the parish kitchen, prepare food, breakfast, and then take that breakfast down to the city to feed the homeless and the hungry and the addicted. They do it quietly, except when I mention it, because I want more and more to know about it. But someone could say, what would lead somebody to give up their Saturday morning every single week, or their Sunday morning, because there's some of you that do it on Sundays, what would lead somebody to do that? The only explanation is that those are men and women whose hearts have been so touched and inflamed by the love of God that they just have to step out and do something bold and dramatic about it. And what's happening in that particular ministry with SALT is not meant to be just a small part of the life of our parish, but that kind of beautiful ministry, again, that is not calculated, that's not overly cautious, that's not quiet, that is meant to mark the whole of the life of our parish. That's who we're supposed to be. Imagine what our community, what our little part of Ellicott City would look like if every single one of us in our own way let the Lord so touch our heart with the fire of his love that today we said, Lord, I give you permission to move me out, to be counted among those who love boldly and heroically in your name. That's my prayer for our parish today, that every single one of us would be willing to let the Lord in to our hearts in that way. And part of my prayer is selfish. I know what the Lord wants and intends our parish to be. And I know that there is so much growth that needs to happen, and not just in terms of numbers, that too, but I know what the Lord wants for us. But I'm one priest, and it can't rest and ride on me. But you know what? There are far too many of you that still think, well, Father, that's why you're here. No, that's why you're here. And that's why we're celebrating Pentecost. If our parish is going to move out and be the instrument that the Lord wants her to be, we have got to say yes to this fire of his love today. And I'm praying that you'll join me in saying that yes. I don't know what it will look like a step out from that yes, but today the Lord simply is asking, will you say yes? And not to be overly dramatic, but the difference here is between the joyful life given over to love, where at the end, on your deathbed, you say, I don't have any regrets that way, or the opposite, to be counted among those who say, I wish I had loved more, I wish I had loved better, I wish I had loved more heroically. That is not what the Lord desires for you. It's not what he made you for. So today, our prayer that each of us would be moved by the Lord to say yes, to welcoming in a deeper way the fire of his love, the gift of the Holy Spirit, to then move us out to love in beautiful and dramatic and heroic ways.
Thank you for listening to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series. We invite you to visit our website at www.olphparish.org to get connected with everything our parish has to offer.